This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on updated COVID-19 vaccination recommendations, intimate partner violence-related homicide of Hispanic and Latino people, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, adults 65 and older and people with weakened immune systems should get two doses of a 2024-2025 COVID-19 vaccine, spaced 6 months apart. Second, a new CDC report examines homicides related to intimate partner violence of Hispanic and Latino people in the United States. Third, the current dengue outbreak in Puerto Rico has resulted in higher rates of hospitalization than previous outbreaks, with more than half of patients needing hospital care. Last, polio cases increase in Afghanistan as vaccine campaign restrictions threaten eradication efforts. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of December 9th. COVID-19 remains a significant cause of illness and death, especially among adults 65 and older and people with weakened immune systems. These people are at highest risk for severe disease from COVID-19. In our first report, CDC now recommends that adults 65 and older and people with weakened immune systems get a second dose of a 2024-2025 COVID-19 vaccine spaced 6 months apart after the first dose. People with weakened immune systems may also get additional 2024-2025 vaccine doses based on a discussion with their healthcare provider. These updates are for several reasons. Protection from vaccination wanes over time. These groups are at increased risk for severe illness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19, and COVID-19 occurs year-round. These recommendations can help protect groups at highest risk from COVID-19 throughout the year. Clinicians should provide a second dose of 2024-2025 COVID-19 vaccine 6 months after the first dose, with a minimum of 2 months between doses. Homicide is a leading cause of death for Hispanic and Latino people in the first few decades of life. Most homicides of women, including Hispanic and Latino women, are related to intimate partner violence. Investigators use data from CDC's National Violent Death Reporting System to describe the characteristics and circumstances of intimate partner violence-related homicides of Hispanic and Latino people in the United States and Puerto Rico. During 2003 through 2021, almost half of the homicides of Hispanic and Latino women and 7% of homicides of Hispanic and Latino men were related to intimate partner violence. When information on the homicide suspect was known, most suspects were the current or former partner of the female homicide victim. For male victims, most suspects and victims knew each other but were not partners. For example, male victims were bystanders and were shot when they tried to intervene. A firearm was used in more than half of these intimate partner violence homicides. To prevent homicides related to intimate partner violence among Hispanic and Latino people, a better understanding of the victims, perpetrators, and contexts in which these homicides occur is important. Public health and health services sectors, the criminal justice system, and victim services can use these findings to inform violence prevention strategies. Dengue is a mosquito-borne illness that has been a growing public health problem around the world. Severe dengue is a medical emergency and can be fatal. The number of dengue cases worldwide is increasing. More than 12.4 million dengue cases have been reported this year. In March 2024, health authorities in Puerto Rico declared a dengue outbreak. In our third report, investigators evaluated the age, dengue virus type or serotype, and proportion of dengue patients overall and of those needing hospitalization in Puerto Rico during three time periods, 2010 through 2019, 2020 through 2022, and 2023 through 2024. Investigators identified that more than half of dengue patients from the current outbreak required hospitalization. The median age increased from 17 years during 2020 through 2022 to 26 years during 2023 through 2024. The predominant dengue serotype shifted from dengue virus serotype 1 to dengue virus serotype 3. The increased age of patients is likely the result of lower levels of immunity among adults. Understanding the changing epidemiology of dengue is crucial to guiding public health strategies, clinical management, and healthcare system resilience. Healthcare providers can use this information to help guide recognition and management of suspected dengue cases. Public health partners can increase healthcare system preparedness for dengue. For example, efforts to accelerate the development and licensing of dengue vaccines for adults could be an important prevention tool. Worldwide, wild poliovirus type 1 remains only in Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan. To eradicate polio globally, all children must be vaccinated. The most effective means of vaccinating children is house-to-house vaccination. In September 2024, national authorities in Afghanistan restricted house-to-house polio vaccination campaigns. In our last report this week, partners collected and analyzed data about vaccination and disease detection activities to guide program planning and policy development in Afghanistan. Afghanistan reported 23 cases of wild poliovirus type 1 as of September 2024, the highest number in 4 years. To ensure every unvaccinated child is reached with vaccine, nationwide house-to-house activities and strengthening routine childhood immunization programs are necessary to provide a pathway to global polio eradication. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. We will be off for 2 weeks during the holidays. We wish you happy holidays, stay safe, and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.